I'm Brian Burkhart with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for April 17, 2026. Kentucky's regional driver's licensing offices will briefly close this summer as the state works to improve their efficiency. Lisa Autry has these details.
Amid frustration by a lack of appointments and long wait times, the state has taken steps to improve the process for getting a driver's license. Additional staff and expanded hours have reduced average wait times from 49 to 16 minutes for walk-in appointments. Now, new software is being installed to streamline the process and reduce paperwork. Governor Andy Beshear says all 35 regional offices will be closed June 4th and 5th.
With low wait times and plenty of lead time before the system launch, we strongly encourage Kentuckians with any licensing needs in June to visit an office early.
Some 55,000 Kentuckians are due to renew their licenses in June. Online and mail-in renewal will continue to be an option. The changeover will also reduce office hours for walk-ins through June 18th. Those hours will be from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. I'm Lisa Autry in Bowling Green.
An annual electronic waste removal event in Northern Kentucky returns this Saturday. It's open to all Greater Cincinnati residents in an effort to minimize the environmental impacts of disposing of old electronics improperly. Covington Solid Waste and Recycling Coordinator Aaron Sparks says the main mission of the event is to create a reusable cycle out of e-waste.
I think the main message is circular economy, and the immediate threat of electronics in our landfill is just leaching of hazardous chemicals like lead, mercury, cadmium.
Sparks says residents should hold on to their large broken electronics throughout the year and look for opportunities to dispose of them properly. For the first time, coal field communities in Kentucky can apply for a federal economic development program. Curtis Tate has more on the story.
This year marks a decade of the Abandoned Mineland Economic Revitalization Program, or AMLR, and Kentucky has received nearly $300 million from it. This week, the U.S. Department of the Interior made another $29.5 million available, and for the first time, Western Kentucky coal communities qualify. The application deadline is May 11th. Governor Andy Beshear named a list of several projects AMLR funds have supported, including a motorsports welcome center in Harlan County and the Leonard Lawson Cancer Center in Pike County.
For over 10 years, those funds have improved workforce training, supported small businesses, and attracted new industries for Eastern Kentucky.
Beshear thanked 5th District Congressman Hal Rogers, who helped get the program started. I'm Curtis Tate in Richmond.
Northern Kentucky's Family Nurturing Center, which provides care for child abuse victims, will receive $2.5 million in state money to build a new, larger building in Crestview Hills. CEO Jane Herms says the need for a bigger place is long overdue, as their current capacity has forced the organization to put victims of child abuse on a wait list.
We have 85 kids on our waiting list for counseling, and even if we had another counselor, I don't have an office to put them in.
Herms says they haven't yet raised all the money they need for the new building. Groundbreaking of the new space has begun regardless, and she said construction will begin next month as they're close to working out their fundraising gap. Mere moments before the Kentucky House adjourned their 2026 session on Wednesday, they referred to the open impeachment petitions of two elected officials to an oversight committee that can act on them in the interim. The petitions seek to remove Kentucky Supreme Court Justice Pamela Goodwine and Fayette County Public School Board Chairman Tyler Murphy. The Legislative Oversight and Investigations Committee that has subpoena powers may now hold hearings on the petitions for the rest of the year. The House Impeachment Committee dismissed two other petitions this season, but recommended the impeachment of a Fayette County judge. You can learn more on these stories, as well as many others, when you visit us at weku.org. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhart.